Welcome to the Well Community Church podcast. For more information on us and our mission to help people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood, check us out at thewellcommunity.org or on our app, The Well Friends.
You've taken the time to download our Cultivate Anniversary brochure. And again, if you haven't had a chance to do that, pause this right now, jump online. It's on our website. One of the scrolling banners at the top would be great for you to download the PDF. You're going to need it. I want to just kind of walk through what we're experiencing here today, because today is a special day. Today is our Cultivate Anniversary. So for those of you who remember, it was about 2.5 years ago, we started realizing that based on capacity issues at our North Campus, and based on the state of affairs at our FIG campus, with a beautiful campus built in the early 60s, but just really a little dated and in need of a facelift, we realized we were going to have to do something we swore we would never do, and that is a capital campaign. And as we started looking at it, we said, whatever we do, if we're going to do something like this, can we do it in a way that's in keeping with our culture, a way that feels like us, a way that's healthy, a way that's invitation-driven, not guilt-driven? Let's not push people into anything. Let's invite them to be a part of it. And so sure enough, it was 2 years ago, if you can believe it, at Fresno State that we rolled out Cultivate. And if you remember, and the brochure sort of walks us through this, as we talked about this Cultivate idea, it was really driven by the idea of strengthening this generation and reaching the next. And Psalm 71 was a psalm that kind of drove the concept for us. It says, "Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come." For those of you who've looked at Psalm 71, it is a fascinating psalm of an aged saint, if you will, reflecting back on the goodness of the provision of God and this recognition that in the faithfulness of God, we are who we are. And in the faithfulness of God, because of who we are, we get to pour that into now the next generation. To tell the stories of God's faithfulness, to take the things that we've learned and impart and entrust those into those who will follow after. And so the psalmist just says, "God, be faithful to me that I might declare who you are and proclaim who you are to the next generation." And so that sort of drove the process. And the reason that was significant for us is really the heart of Cultivate is to reach the next generation, strengthen this and reach the next, because we realize there is such a need for the youth in our city to hear the gospel, such a need for the youth in our city to experience the hope that is in Christ, especially in these crazy times. And we put some details on that initial page to kind of explain to you what we see happening around us. And this is being poised as a church to reach more people for Christ with a gospel-centered message of transformation, to reach, as we mentioned, the broken and the hurting, to grow in redeeming and resurrecting relationship in Christ that's restoring marriages. So many incredible opportunities for us. And what we did is took about 6 months to plan, and then 2 years ago rolled out Cultivate. And the initial goal of Cultivate was a $10 million goal. I'm so encouraged to tell you that to date, God has provided through His good hand and your generosity, $11.7 million as we try to accomplish what we said were the three goals of Cultivate. First and foremost, we did something that was sort of in keeping with our culture, but a little bit unprecedented. We said, hey, let's do this. The first $500,000 that come in, let's just commit those to the Lord like first fruit offerings. Let's reinvest those into our city. And so sure enough, we took the first $500,000 that were raised, set those monies aside, and committed those monies to orphan care, to combating human trafficking, to local initiatives, and to support other local churches, and invest strategically in next generation internship opportunities. And I'm just delighted as we head in to now this third year of Cultivate to tell you that First Fruits has already been accomplished in terms of the funds set aside already as we're here in this anniversary gathering, which means it's already fulfilled. We also said we wanted to accomplish the second goal of Cultivate, which was renovation. As I mentioned, our facility at Fig Garden is a beautiful campus, but it was in need of a little bit of a facelift. Well, we actually completely renovated both children's wings, really focusing on creating a top-notch environment for the kids at our Fig Garden campus. And we ended up picking up, in fact, 7,000 additional square feet of kid space at that campus. And I'm excited to tell you that that campus right now is fully completed and fully paid for. It's a $3.8 million remodel that we were able, by God's grace and again, your generosity, to fund without having to touch bank financing, which means cash in the bank paid for not only first fruits, but also renovation, which is incredible. And I want you to know that these beautiful kids' wings that we've been working on now for the last couple of years, trying to get it all buttoned up and finished, are now fully completed, fully operational, fully functioning, and ready for you to rejoin in-person gatherings at the Fig Garden campus starting next week, November 8th. So mark your calendars. If Fig Garden is your home campus, we are reopening at 9 and 11 with Kids Ministry in those two buildings, brand new, newly remodeled and done, will actually be available for your kids starting here next week. That brings us to the third and final, and no doubt the most significant move of Cultivate. First fruits, renovation, and third, of course, relocation. So we, by God's grace, are standing here on the new Clovis campus. And we are in the process now, having submitted plans to the city. We are in the process of waiting to hear back from them regarding a conditional use permit. And we are looking to build a next generation training center on this property. And if you've downloaded that anniversary brochure, you'll notice that we've moved the design a little bit. In some of the previous anniversary iterations, we showed you we really wanted to build on the corner of Clovis Avenue and Neese. The problem we found with that is it was very, very expensive, and we would have had to guess perfectly in terms of how big a facility we might need to build. And we just felt like there were too many unknowns. And so we didn't want to build something on the corner and then be stuck, or build something that was too big or too small. So we said, well, look, let's be wise. Let's move the development off the corner. And so you'll notice in your brochure, we decided to do what we've called a mid-property build, moving off of the corner and building now a couple of strategic things. The first thing you'll notice is 3 acres of green space. If you attend the North Campus, you know that the green space we have is this tiny oval of green space in the middle of the property that really is not even big enough to do anything. And so unfortunately, our student ministry has been doing recreation games and whatnot, either in the sanctuary or outdoors on the asphalt, neither of which are conducive for a growing youth ministry. And so we're going to build 3 acres of green space directly to the east of the home. We're also going to build sand volleyball courts because we want to be in the community for the community. And we think this is a tremendous opportunity to create some space for the next generation to actually be on this property with some purposeful intent. Next to that, we're going to build what you call an arenasium. Think of like a gym without walls. A giant covered area, because Fresno, if you haven't noticed, is stinking hot in the summers, and a place with some shade that we can now congregate in, meet in, we can actually have events in if we needed to, etc. And then from a building standpoint, we're going to build two buildings, two very strategic buildings. The first is a gym that will also function as a sanctuary. The second, a kids building that can accommodate the needs of kids that would come from the amount of adults that would be in that sanctuary. So a gym slash sanctuary and a kids building. Incidentally, both of those buildings are approximately 28,000 square feet. Just to give you some perspective, the North Campus itself is 30,000 feet, which means we're basically doubling our size from what we have at North to what we'll be able to build here. And then you'll notice next to the gym and that kid space, there's a placeholder for a third building. Now, what will that third building be? Truthfully, we don't know yet. It could be a junior high building. It could be adult classroom space because Regen needs more room. It could be officing. It could be a number of things. But we know that's a third placeholder for a building. Now, you'll notice in the parking, it kind of begins the oval. Do you see that? Because our end goal is to end up on the corner as we've planned from the very beginning. But we're going to have a lot more information. We're going to have a lot more clarity. And in a couple of years, know with a little bit more precision what we'll need to build on the corner. So that is coming at a later date. But we wanted to give a nod to that, that that's where we'll end up eventually. Which brings me to sort of the point here of this anniversary gathering. Cultivate has been a smashing success. If you would have told me when we launched this, or at least thought about the idea 2.5 years ago, that this would be one of the healthiest things we've ever done, I would have told you you were crazy. And yet we find ourselves right now in a situation where Cultivate literally has been one of the best things we've ever done, because it has engaged our church to actually be a part of accomplishing something incredible. And I know that in this COVID season, there are so many people that have come for the first time, maybe watching us even online, so many people joining us for our in-person gathering that have just come from the community who don't know anything about Cultivate. And so I want to make an opportunity available for you. If you're a tech person and you have our app, or you've been to our website, you're going to notice both on our app and on our website, there's a Cultivate commitment link or graphic. And when you click that, it's going to pull up a Cultivate commitment. There are four things that I would love for you to prayerfully consider as we head into this final year. Has Cultivate been a success financially? Yes, incredible success, but we are not done yet. We have 12 months to go. And those four things I want you to prayerfully consider would be this. If you're new with us and you've not participated in Cultivate yet, I want to invite you to participate. And again, remember, we're doing this in keeping with our values. We are not a pushy church. We don't drive by guilt or shame people into giving. We're simply saying, hey, look, if you're new with us, we're making history. By God's grace, we are paving the way to reach the next generation, and I don't want you to be left out. And so one of the things you can do is say, hey, I want to be a part of this for the next 12 months. I missed the first 2 years, but that's okay. Better late than never. Jump on board, make a 12-month commitment, and finish Cultivate with us for the next 12 months. That's the first box you can check. We'd love for you to do that. And if that's something you'd like to do, let us know by filling out that online form so we can then budget knowing that you're with us. The second, some of you have said, hey, look, man, God has been so faithful to me. God has provided. I'd like to increase my gift. I made a commitment here 2 years ago when we started, or maybe at our 1 year anniversary, but God has provided. I'm ready to take a step that's even more. If that's you, I want to invite you into that. And if you feel led to do that, just let us know, mark that down so again, we can calculate where we're going to be for this final year. The third box you might check is you say, hey, look, I went big in my commitment a year ago or when we started 2 years ago, and I'm just saying, I'm going to fight tooth and nail to just fulfill my commitment. We think that's great. And if you'll just let us know that as well, again, it helps us know from a budgetary standpoint what we can expect. And we just would love for you to do that. The fourth and final, though, I want you to consider this. So we're in our anniversary gathering today, heading into our final year. And I want you to just envision we're indoors. You remember what it was like to actually meet indoors all together some months ago. And I want you just to envision that we're passing a chicken bucket and taking an offering for Cultivate. Now, we can't pass the chicken bucket into your living room, but we can give you an opportunity to give one time as an anniversary gift. You'll notice on that commitment form, you can commit to just give one time X amount as just to like pass the bucket. I can throw in a little something into the offering plate as it goes by. And look, if all of us fully participating to the best we can according to God's leading in our life, not equal gifts, but equal sacrifice, if all of us participate, we can move the needle. And I'm going to tell you, this relocation is going to be a very costly venture. But if you think about it, what we're doing is making an investment at our Fig Garden campus and in the relocation to this Clovis campus, because it's not about the buildings, it's about the so that. We're not interested in brick and mortar. We never have been. We're not obsessed with buildings. We never have been. They're resources and tools that by God's grace, we're able to use and steward to help people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood, especially the next generation. So where we meet, how we meet, etc., none of that has been a priority to us. What we do when we gather, that's what matters. And we feel at this point limited to reach the next generation in our current North Campus. And so Cultivate is an effort for us to go reach the kids. And so if you're interested in participating in that, that might mean for you joining us for a 1 year Cultivate pledge. It might mean increasing your pledge. It could mean fulfilling your pledge, and it could also just mean a one-time offering. Here we go. We got 12 months to go. I'll throw a little something in the plate. Let me close by saying this. As elders, we have been prayerfully stewarding this Cultivate campaign, and really trying to make decisions that we felt like were in keeping with the Word of God, in keeping with God's desire for His church, and honoring the commitments that you have made. And our commitment to you would be, as you've invested the resources into what God is doing here at this church, we will continue to steward it, purposely investing every dollar we can towards the mission of helping people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood. Now, as we close this week's home church, I want to give you just a little bit of some detail as to what's happening in the weeks to come. As I mentioned regarding the Fig Garden campus, we are going to reopen in-person gatherings beginning this next week. So if you attend the Fig Garden campus at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. with kids ministry, the Fig Garden campus will reopen. Masks are recommended. Come worship with us. Would love to have you come and join us over at the Fig Garden campus. For those who typically attend the North campus, what you can expect is midweek will open this Thursday at 6 p.m. Now, we have Well Fed that's gathering with food trucks out at the North Campus beginning at 5. So you can come at 5, throw down a couple tacos, or bring them in with you. We'll start the gathering at 6 p.m. with Kids Ministry, also at the North Campus, 6 p.m. For those of you who are college and career, we're going to open the North Campus up at 6 p.m. Sunday nights. No Kids Ministry. But come and join us. If you're a rowdy, come hang out with us. We are ready to see you again 6 p.m. Sunday night. Regarding North in the Morning, we're not going to open the mornings yet. What we're going to continue to do, however, is a 10 o'clock Clovis campus outdoor gathering, just like we've been doing, but we're going to move it an hour later, pick up a little heat. And what we're trying to accomplish in that is realizing that people are on a varying spectrum regarding COVID tolerance. Some are very concerned about COVID. I just spoke to a gentleman today, a dear friend. He's a type 2 diabetic. He's nervous about COVID, and he should be. He's going to stay home. He's going to watch home church. That's great. This will continue to be an offering for you, 10 a.m. moving forward, just like we've been doing. Some people say, well, I'm comfortable being around people, but I prefer to be outside. Wonderful. 10 a.m., Clovis campus, we got you. Some families are saying, hey, look, my kids need kids ministry. I'm ready to meet. That's midweek at 6 p.m. That's going to be Fig at 9 and 11. Some of you are saying, hey, I'm a college student. I'm a rowdy. I'm ready. Great. We'll see you at 6 p.m. And then, of course, if you know of anybody who's in the Spanish-speaking community, La Fuente will also open up this next week at Fig at 11 a.m. It's a lot of details, all of which are on the website, but I wanted you to hear it from me, that our heart as a church is to make room for people who want to hear the gospel and those who are hungry to gather together. And you have now some choices you can make as to where you're going to worship and what you're comfortable with. But look, we are just delighted to meet with you next week. We'll be starting a new series in the book of Genesis. Bring your Bibles. Genesis chapter 1 happening next week. That being said, thank you for checking out Home Church today. So glad you're with us. And we would say this, God bless you. And as you go about your week this week, have a great week of worship. And we'll see you next week at whatever venue you choose to join us at, even if it's back here online. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Thanks again for joining the Well Community Church podcast. Be sure to check out thewellcommunity.org or our app, The Well Fresno, for more information on us, ways to connect, service times, and locations.